50 forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 44. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Bright sunshine again tomorrow, high of 38. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Quote-unquote human error in the Zoe Felix case, the five-year-old who was raped and murdered in Topeka blocked the Department of Children and Family Services from getting a police report, and DCF Secretary Laura Howard spoke with KSNT about the department's failure.
You know, our workers tried to contact her several times at the home. They did not know she was at a homeless site. Also tried to do some written communication as well. So unfortunately, really failed to locate her in this circumstance.
It was also mentioned that additional checks and balances, along with supervisory oversight, have been put in place to combat these situations. The reason the five-year-old Zoe Felix was living with her father at a campsite is because her mother kicked her out of the home. It also has been difficult to contact Holly Jo Felix, Zoe Felix's mother.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive. It's how you achieve.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is preparing the Kansas roads for the winter weather, and KDOT's public affairs specialist, Tracy Statton, spoke with 12 News.
This week we've been busy changing our trucks over, adding that winter equipment, working with some of our newer hires so they're familiar with the equipment. Our crews have also been out on the roadways reviewing the routes, which is very important.
In other news, strong storms in August took out a bunch of trees in Winfield, and Robbie Banks, the publicity chairwoman for the Winfield Gardeners, explained to Cake News how expensive it could be to replace all of the trees.
It costs $150 to $250 to replace a tree. And when we've lost 400 trees, that's a lot.
She also explained how her and her group will be helping out replacing the natural beauty.
Part of what we're going to be doing is we have a committee who will be helping people learn how to take care of the trees and how to water them and where to plant them for their neighborhoods.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. It is the end of two eras at Grand Island Public School District, being that two longtime leaders, Jeff Gilbertson and Cindy Wells, are announcing their next chapter in their lives, retirement. Gilbertson has served as the executive principal at Grand Island Senior High since 2012 and served in prior leadership roles throughout the district since 2001. He was named Nebraska High School Principal of the Year in 2022. He also contributed to acquiring $13 million on Gear Up Promise grant for Grand Island Public Schools. Cindy Wells was a Grand Island Senior High head volleyball coach beginning in 1981 and served as a special education teacher from 1984 to the year 2000, along with adding English classes to the mix in 1996. She then stepped into the role as assistant principal before leading as activities director in 2017. They both will be finishing the 23-24 school year. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert, December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners held a public hearing last week and then approved a resolution to allow a 10-year tax abatement for Landall Ventures, with stipulation for initial capital investment of $4.5 million for a product distribution and manufacturing facility at their East Marysville plant location. That with the creation of at least 35 new jobs, 28 expected in the first year, an annual review of compliance. Negotiation for payment in lieu of taxes on the annual assessed value of the land calls for payments each year based on mill levies. In the request, Don Landall spoke of increased competition and global pressures. The 42,000-square-foot addition will allow expansion of first shift, with construction to begin immediately. Edgar Prawley and Eric Strader questioned the need for a tax break during public comment. The request was approved unanimously. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from new County Administrator Mike Miller at last week's meeting and spoke of establishing a capital improvement plan and utilizing a software program for inventory items, as well as best means to communicate with county employees. Miller comes to Nemahal County from Pratt, where he served as risk manager and director of support services for the Regional Medical Center. He was hired at an annual salary of $103,000 and began work October 2nd. The annual Northeast Kansas County Officials Meeting will be held in Seneca November 17. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a swine feeding operation in Island Grove Township near Liberty, recommending that manure be applied by injection, except in the case of a catastrophic event or emergency. Three monitoring wells with locations to be determined by a licensed hydrologist and two rows of red cedar trees be placed alternately on the west side of the building along 176th Road. That recommendation to approve was passed on a 5-1-1 vote, with James Leonard's voting no and Terry Acton recusing himself. Several dozen individuals spoke regarding this proposal at a public hearing of the supervisors. A vote on the special use permit will be at the next meeting in November. The board asked Planning and Zoning to review regulations for future projects, and they encouraged the public to participate in that process, but that any changes made after the review would not affect this permit, as the changes would not be in place yet. Supervisors also held a public hearing for a commercial seed warehouse and equipment storage facility in Holt Township. Monday is the final day to request mail-in ballots for the November 7th election. People may call their respective county clerk's office or request online at ksvotes.org. Voters can also cast ballots in person at the county clerk's offices now through noon, Monday, November 6th. USD 113 Prairie Hill School Board will hold a special meeting Monday evening at 5 for consultation with attorney. They will meet in executive session. The meeting will not be live streamed. A candidate forum is planned Monday evening in Blue Rapids at the Community Center, with city council candidates beginning first at 6:30 and the mayor at 7:30. Final candidates include Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and incumbent Doug Weitzel, running for two open seats, and mayoral candidates filed include incumbent Jerry Zayas, as well as Clayton Reed and David Sane. A meeting in Seneca is set Monday evening to outline plans for a public fitness court proposed east of the Aquatic Center parking lot, funded in part through a $50,000 grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which will be matched by the City of Seneca. The entire project, which is to include a total fitness workout for all ages with stationary equipment for exercise, remains some $100,000 short of a total $210,000 goal. The Parks and Rec director will host the Come and Go meeting Monday, 5:30 till 6:30 at Seneca City Hall to share details, hear concerns, as well as identify potential local financial partners.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Karen L. Van Gilder, age 79, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at the Centralia Community Church West in Centralia. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Karen Van Gilder. Frank J. Gatisek, Jr., formerly of Washington County, passed away October 21st. Funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Fairbury. Burial in the St. John Cemetery, Hanover. Rosary Monday evening at 7, visitation Monday, 6 until 7, at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Frank Gatisek, Jr. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer. Eldon E. Davis, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Eldon Davis.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Bring change and serve the people. This is Chris Schrader, and I'm running for Marysville City Council. As an elected official, I believe that you're the voice of the people, and you're charged with listening to the taxpayers. I'll pledge to do this if elected. My years in this community with my family, volunteering, and as a small business owner, along with my military service, qualify me to serve as your voice in establishing direction and effecting positive change. Please vote for me, Chris Schrader, for Marysville City Council, Ward 1, in the November 7 election. Ad paid for by Chris Schrader for City Council.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Warming up as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Still more sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. And mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Warming up even more throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And sunshine Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late October 64, record high in this date 89. The average low 39 and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:49, sunset this evening at 6:33.
Do you know the legend of Jack-O-Lantern? It's all about the origin of the carved pumpkin today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 30th, the 303rd day of the year. Founding father and second president John Adams was born on this day, and Orson Welles' radio drama War of the Worlds was broadcast on this night in 1938. Do you know where the tradition of carving pumpkins originated? There's a centuries-old Irish folktale about a character named Stingy Jack, an unsavory character who roamed the earth with nothing but a burning coal, which he kept in a hollowed-out turnip to light his way. Jack-o'-lanterns, as they came to be known, were first made from beets, turnips, or potatoes, carved with scary faces to keep Jack away. When the Irish immigrated to America, they brought the tradition with them, but found that a pumpkin was much easier to carve than a turnip. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Highland Community College invites you to an open house Thursday at the Western Center in Baileyville. Check out their current facilities, including the new pole barn and addition, technical program areas, and local community resources. Skills USA will have a craft sale, free kids activities with early childhood, and the Country Cabin food truck will be on site 11 a.m. until 6:30. This open house will be Thursday, November 2nd, 2 to 7 at the Highland Western Center at Baileyville. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Jayhawks were able to defeat a team that they hadn't beaten since the mid-90s, the Oklahoma Sooners. KU came away with a 38-33 victory over Oklahoma at the booth. Jason Bean threw for 218 yards and two interceptions. Devin Neal had 112 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Lawrence Arnold had just three catches, but 79 yards. Oklahoma left-handed quarterback Dylan Gabriel went 14 for 19 for 171 yards and an interception. And the majority of this game was played on the ground for both teams, as Tawee Walker for Oklahoma had 146 yards on the ground along with a touchdown, and Gabriel had three touchdowns on the ground by himself. Daniel Hyshaw piled on with 51 yards for the Jayhawks on the ground and also had two touchdowns, and the quarterback Jason Bean had a touchdown on the ground himself. The Jayhawks find themselves at number 22 in the country after that win and will head to play Iowa State next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65,325, sale price 54,325. Plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing on select new Fords for up to 36 months. $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchase date. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10/31/23.
along with the Jayhawks and K-State Wildcats, are now ranked in the top 25 as they find themselves at number 25 after the big win over the Houston Cougars. It's the second week in a row that K-State has scored 41 points and haven't allowed a touchdown in two games. The two-quarterback system was reduced down as Will Howard got the majority of the snaps. He ended up having 164 yards through the air, along with two touchdowns. Avery Johnson, the true freshman, was 5-for-6 for 46 yards, along with his own touchdown, but on the ground had 4 carries for negative 5 yards, while DJ Giddens had 13 carries for 96 yards. The two touchdowns from Howard through the air went to Phillip Brooks III and Garrett Oakley. Will Lee III also had an interception for the Cats. The Wildcats will get ready for their toughest test yet as they will face the number 7 Texas Longhorns on Big Noon Kickoff next week, November 4th. And now that leaves us just 3 weeks until the Sunflower Showdown. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rounding up volleyball, Hanover Lady Wildcats are runner-up in 1A Division 2, falling to top seed Lebo in the championship 25-20-25-10. That after advancing over St. John's Tipton Saturday 25-10-25-20, Hanover had defeated Lebo, the top seed, in Friday pool play. Hanover Lady Wildcats again runner-up. Centralia finishes third in 1A Division 1. They were defeated by Little River in the semifinals 25-17-25-13, came back and took TBL foe Clifton Clyde in the consolation match 25-11-25-20. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs went out of pool play 1 and 2 on Friday. High school football pairing set for the next round Friday at 6. Axtell will host Hutchinson Central Christian, and Frankfort kicks off at Canton Galva. Friday at 7, Hanover's at Lebo, Valley Heights at Sedgwick, and Centralia hosting Jeff County North. Murrysville High School boys cross country team finished 4th at state Saturday. Silas Miller placed 16th among top 20 finishers. Axtell finished 5th place in boys 1A. Grady Bussing, 12th place. Gavin Shaughnessy, 19th place among top 20 finishers.
You know, sitting here, one of the things that you can do when you're trying to communicate with the spirits is you ask them for a sign. And if you think about it and you're quiet and you focus and you ask them to give you a sign, sometimes you might hear a random knock or something might move or something might get knocked over. Maybe we should try that.
Marysville is a great place to live and have a family. However, there is a lot that goes on in this small town. Tonight, we're gonna be looking into the creaks and bumps in the night. Some might say unexplainable. These are the paranormal stories of Marysville, Kansas.
To see all of our ghost stories, go to the Visit Marysville YouTube and Facebook page.
KNDY.
You'll need to take a close look to truly appreciate the subtle beauty of toad lily flowers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardy in zones 4 to 8, this late season bloomer grows best in partial shade and moist soil. The unique flowers are showy, resemble an orchid, but are very small. So plant them in a lightly shaded border along a walk, patio, or entryway where they can be enjoyed. The upright arching stems grow 1 to 3 feet tall. The plant spreads slowly by underground rhizomes, forming clumps 2 feet wide. Japanese toad lilies combine nicely with other perennials that prefer the same growing conditions. Try planting them with ferns, hellebores, lungwort, and trout lilies. Cut a few flowers to enjoy indoors, but leave plenty for the bees and other insects. Toad lily flowers are a great source of nectar for late season visitors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you drove past Glur's Tavern in Columbus, Nebraska, you might not give it a second thought. However, if you know its storied history, you'd be sure to stop and at least take a look at the walls and relive a part of the place's incredible history. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked.
And that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Todd Truffles is a part of a tavern with quite a distinction.
There's a trade publication that did a contest, and it's the oldest continuously operated tavern west of the Missouri River since around 1876.
Today it's called Glur's Tavern in Columbus, Nebraska.
It started as a Booker Saloon, a couple of Swiss immigrant brothers. They began the bar in 1876, and they ran it up until about 1914. In 1904, they hired a saloon keeper, a saloon helper named Louis Glur. And he started working for the brothers in 1914. He purchased the tavern, and then he renamed it Glur's Tavern.
Remember, Todd mentioned this tavern has continuously operated since 1876. That means it remained in operation throughout Prohibition.
Well, from my understanding, I think they could sell near beer, and they made ends meet during Prohibition. That was a long period of time, about 15 years. And Louis Glur owned it from basically the whole time during Prohibition, and he ended up dying about 1933 or 34, and his two sons took the bar over. But they were open the whole time, whether it be just as a place for the farmers to come gather and have pop and stuff or whatever they did.
Today, Todd carries on the tradition begun so long ago here.
It seems to be a gathering place that generations of Columbus people have come to. If you've lived in Columbus, I'm sure you've walked through the doors at Glur's Tavern at least once.
But there are more interesting stories about those who've come here to Glur's Tavern. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Before you put your garden to bed for the winter, do a soil test. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It'll help you understand your garden self and save you money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Did your plants perform in the garden this year? Over time, soil fertility and pH levels can change, leading to changes in plant health and vigor. Now that the growing season is winding down, this is a good time to do a soil test to get a better understanding of your garden's overall well-being. Sarah Vogel is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. She says the test will tell you a lot about your soil.
So basic soil test is going to measure your soil pH, the organic matter content, as well as macronutrients like phosphorus, potassium, sulfur. So that would be a basic one. You can also get soil tests that are going to measure micronutrients like boron and copper, things that plants need in very, very small amounts. And then sometimes we're in areas where soil contaminants might be an issue.
Vogel doesn't recommend using home soil test kits because the results are widely variable. It's best to send your soil samples to a certified lab. Your local extension office can help you find one.
Unless there is a specific issue being worked on, she recommends testing your soil every 3 to 5 years. Understanding soil nutrient concentrations before applying fertilizer is important.
The soil's natural fertility, depending on what's being grown in it, plants can often perform for some time, you know, for years without needing fertilizer. And though we turn to fertilizer to help with plants' vigor and vitality, it's really important for gardeners to first establish that need and a purpose for fertilizer. You know, if fertilizer isn't necessary, we don't want to waste product or time or money applying it.
Learn more about testing your garden soil at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The world is getting hungrier for protein, a lot hungrier, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The prediction that global food production must double to meet needs by the year 2050 matches up with what Shannon Schlecht says about protein projections. He's the executive director of Minnesota's Agricultural Utilization Research Institute.
As people have more income per capita and as the population grows and as they look at health and wellness, we see protein demand growing much greater than overall caloric demand, at least 2 times greater than what we see in other categories when you think about the large categories that exist as we look at our diets.
Schlecht says there are the traditional protein channels.
Livestock protein that we've typically thought about, right? That would be our dairy, our swine, beef, and poultry industries and broilers.
And then there are the alternative protein channels.
We've got aquaculture, and then you have plant protein, field peas, soybeans, dry edible beans, and different opportunities for those crops. And then alternative protein, insect protein, and then fungi or mushroom. And then the last being cellular proteins, utilizing the cells from animals to create finished products versus looking at the slaughter of animals.
Schlecht says Minnesota has an opportunity to become a global epicenter for protein, and that is the subject for tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with a Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, back in action, and the House of Representatives in full swing again. We're just weeks away from seeing the ending of a continuing resolution with budgetary issues and the ongoing delay of a farm bill for 2023. What could we see as we continue to actually pick back up these conversations again? As we sat down with Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st Congressional District for the state of Kansas talking about the issue, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I think this farm bill will be evolutionary but not revolutionary. I think that most ag producers are pretty satisfied with the bill. There are some changes and improvements. Remember, Andy, a farm bill, 81% is food and nutrition, 19% is everything else. The everything else includes things like crop insurance, the programs to really solidify and make sure we have a stable, safe, steady food supply. So I'm on the House Ag Committee. The text of the bill is drafted, and once it gets to floor time, it'll be released, go to committee, and then full steam ahead.
He wanted to talk about the federal budget as a whole with the continuing resolution and increase in spending for a federal budget and said how unsustainable it is for the future of the country.
It's not sustainable, Andy. Meanwhile, we have racked up a $33.6 trillion with a T, $33.6 trillion debt. We're getting to the point where the interest alone on our debt is going to exceed what we spend for the military. The number one national security issue in our nation is the debt that we have. And so, we've got to do a lot of things. One, we've got to secure the border. Two, we've got to cut spending and get this spending addition under control. Number three, we need to deal with the weaponization of the government against the people. Four, we need to stand and support Israel.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come stay and play at Sevec Clan's First Council Casino and Resort for Money Mania. Saturdays in October. Random rewards drawings for $2,000 every half hour from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And one grand prize for $5,000 at 11 p.m. Use your Sevec Clan's Players Club card to increase your chances of winning. That's a total of $15,000 every Saturday in October. It's simple. There's more at Sevec Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. More cash giveaways, more life-changing jackpots. Sevec Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1886.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming, a residence, hunting, or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
We don't have to tell that harvest season is here. And while you're working the fields, Kramer Oil is on the road for you. Kramer Oil's commercial fuel delivery brings premium fuel right to your farm, making sure your machinery never skips a beat. Fast, reliable, and always on time. Because during harvest season, every second counts. Keep your farm running smooth with the name that's been there through it all. Kramer Oil. Our family serving yours for generations.
Frustrated by the lack of machinery on the market? Stay tuned for tips on how to get what you're looking for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Extreme shortage of new and used machinery all year, and how hard it is to find what you're looking for. There are some pieces of equipment on dealers' lots, but just some. And good luck finding anything at auction. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says if you're in the market for late model used equipment, the first thing to do is get on the internet and search, search, search.
Go to the respective manufacturers that you're interested in. If you're John Deere, go to machinefinder.com. If you're Case IH, go to caseih.com. Look in their used machinery section. New Holland has one. Other manufacturers do. Go to tractorhouse.com and see what kind of listings are there. Fastline.com. These are sites that you can start searching, and dealers are posting what they have available out there.
Don't be afraid to buy a tractor that is states away. You can do it by directly contacting the dealer yourself and making the transaction, or have your own dealer do it for you. If you're looking for new equipment, work with your dealer to make a retail purchase order now for what you need next spring.
Don't wait. Don't wait till after the first year. You can make a purchase order. You can actually buy that equipment, take it as a tax write-off, and then you'll have a better chance of getting the tractor, tillage equipment, you know, whatever you need by next spring, March or April, than if you just waited. You know, manufacturers are putting a priority on retail sales as opposed to, say, dealer floor plan machinery.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on getting the equipment you're looking for at agriculture.com.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Highland Community College invites you to an open house Thursday at the Western Center in Baileyville. Check out their current facilities, including the new pole barn and addition, technical program areas, and local community resources. Skills USA will have a craft sale, free kids activities with early childhood, and the Country Cabin food truck will be on site 11 a.m. until 6:30. This open house will be Thursday, November 2nd, 2 to 7 at the Highland Western Center at Baileyville. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu.
In the oats market today, we are mixed on the board with December oats down 2 cents at $4 even. March oats are in the green by 1 3/4 cents to 4.21¾¢. Looking over in your soybean market, they've moved downward still. November beans are down 13.5 cents to 12.83¾. January beans are down 11¾ to 13.07¾. In the meal market, December meals down 15.5 to 426.90. January is down 12.40 at 4.14¢. And the soybean oil for December is in the green 39 cents at 52.66. January is up 37 cents at 51.92. In the canola market, mostly lower here. November's down 9.80 to 672.70. And the January down $1.90 to 691.30. And the cotton market, they started off kind of mixed on the board. We are moving downward now. December cotton's down $1.29 to 83.09. March is down $1.08 to 85.05 overall. In the U.S. dollar index today, December index is sitting 30 cents lower right now at 106.08. March index is down 33 cents at 105.65. The euro sitting at 106 and the British pound at 121. Right now, 30-year bonds for December, they are in the red slightly, sitting at 108.29. And 10-year notes for December are in the red as well, sitting at 106.01. Energy market real quickly, still mostly lower with crude oil taking a hit, getting closer to that $80 a barrel again. December's down 362 at 81.91 a barrel. Unleaded gas for November down 6 pennies at 224. Heating oil down 10 cents at 294. And natural gas in the red 15 cents at $3.33. Stock market mostly higher with the Dow Jones continuously climbing. The Dow Jones up 501 points at 32,919. The S&P's up 43 points at 4,161. And the NASDAQ in the green 127 sitting at 12,771. We'll see how we close just a little bit later. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Wichita State Volleyball is back in action Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. against new conference rival North Texas for Educators Appreciation Night. All educators receive free admission to the match with a school employee ID. Bring the family back out to the Roundhouse the next day on Saturday, November 4th at 2 p.m. for Wichita Eagle Family Day. Receive 4 tickets to the match, 4 hot dogs, 4 popcorns, and 4 drinks for only $32. Purchase your tickets today at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When choosing cover crops, cereal rye is something producers might consider. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains why she likes the crop, but also the issues it can create for producers if they aren't careful. She first discusses the benefits it provides as a cover crop.
From a weed scientist's perspective, rye is my favorite cover crop. But there's two sides to every coin, right? And so the weed management perspective, the good side to rye is that you can plant it, it establishes fall or spring, grows fast, really hardy, produces lots of biomass, which is what we want to suppress the weeds. But it can also cross-pollinate with wheat. It can be a terrible problem for foreign material in weeds. And from a weed control perspective, the big problem is that there are really very, very limited herbicide options for controlling cereal rye as a weed in a winter wheat crop.
Lancaster says what producers should keep in mind when it comes to hopefully taking care of the issue before it reaches the field.
As we think about managing for controlling cereal rye, the number one thing we need to do is just prevention. Because, again, there really are very limited herbicide options. So, anecdotally, talk to folks who were fairly certain it came from maybe contamination in a dry fertilizer spreader that had previously been used to spread cover crops. So, checking that kind of equipment. If you do use a drill to seed cover crops and wheat, making sure you've got your drill cleaned out well. You know, any point of contamination in the process is going to be so very important for farmers that are trying to manage both of these crops in the fall.
For rye that has already been established in the field, she says what chemicals producers could use.
Chemically, the only real options for us are herbicide-tolerant wheat varieties. So the older of those would be the Clearfield varieties. So there's a handful of those on the market. The herbicide you use in those is Beyond. And I think the best bet is to make a fall application of the herbicide as well as a spring application. The other option for herbicide-tolerant wheat varieties would be Coaxium wheat varieties. And the herbicide we use there is Aggressor. The active ingredient is Quizalofop. So of the two systems, Quizalofop is going to be rated higher for control of cereal rye compared to Beyond.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on why cereal rye can create problems for producers in their wheat fields and how to manage it. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.